Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back, one of the great Southern boogie bands of all time. Maybe that's, and that song may be one of the best ones of all time. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Rick Maurer. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Maurer, M-A-U-R-E-R. The R that thinks it's a W, rickmaurer.com. Check it out. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to get people to open up when you want to get something out of them, how to get them to tell you what's really on their mind. Not even, you know, they either clam up or they give you some kind of token thing they think you want to hear. It's either giving you the truth. And sometimes, the point we're making here, sometimes you have to set the table. Sometimes you have to stage the environment, the scenario, so that everybody has a chance. Like we were talking earlier, you know, arrive early for people who want to ask you, you know, a question. Stay late for people who don't want to pipe up in the meeting. You know, I never had a problem like with that, but other people do. And that was one of my problems. I always told the boss what I thought. And so that's the reason I'm self-employed. Right?
I was going to say.
you were way ahead of me there, weren't you, Rick?
I've been there.
You had another story you were going to tell us.
Well, yeah, but this one will cost your listeners 99 cents. So,
all right.
You know, it's, yeah. I was in a meeting in a financial services company, and the head of it had failed to get the managers involved with some change. He went right down to the hourly workers, and he realized that was a mistake. He was getting a lot of resistance. So he was going to hold this meeting for like all 100 managers. And he said, before the meeting, he gave everybody two or three index cards. And he said, anonymously, write down any questions or concerns that you have about whatever this thing is. And get them to my secretary a couple days before the meeting. So there's a couple things brilliant about it. One, it was anonymous. Two, he got the questions before the meeting. So if there was something that would cause him to, you know, be, you know, see red like a bull would, he could get over it.
Mm-hmm.
He could call his therapist. He could do whatever he needed to do. So he got in front of the group, and he had the stack of index cards. So he didn't reduce them to PowerPoint. And he had them in categories, and he started going through them, in some cases answering questions, others saying, you know, that's a great question. Frankly, I haven't thought about it. I will get back to you. But after about 15 minutes of this meeting, people started raising their hands, asking questions that I think they wouldn't have felt safe enough to ask 15 minutes before,
mm-hmm.
because the guy was showing that he was responding to people. He wasn't nothing was a stupid question,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, how brilliant this thing is. I mean, I wish I had thought of it and told him.
So what he did was he gave cards out to everybody and said, write down what you'd like to suggest for the company for me.
Well, it had to do with a particular change.
It was
quality improvement thing. And they had left the managers out. And he said, so if you have any questions or any concerns, please, you know, fill out, you know, one or two cards, get it to my secretary, don't sign your name, period. And it also helped that he had the cards in his hand. You know, you can make it, as somebody was telling me yesterday, it's more natural. It's like, wow, there's a real human being holding my card. As opposed to, okay, take a look at this slide. 17 of you said blah blah blah.
So the cards were the humanity of it all.
They were.
Whereas the PowerPoint was contrived and structured and preconceived. The cards still had fingerprints and sweat on them from and coffee stains. The cards were the humanity. They were the nexus of the relationship, weren't they?
They were, you know, and there's something else when you're saying that I hadn't thought of before, is let's say he had come in and didn't have cards, didn't have PowerPoint, say, you know, there were five big themes that you folks came up with, and these are the things I'm going to address. You could be sitting there thinking, well, yeah, but I bet there's a sixth theme or a seventh. But somehow having the cards there gives the illusion that it's complete. Now, he was being complete. He wasn't editing.
Right.
But it's because, you say, the fingerprints are on it, the coffee stains, it feels like, wow, this is the real stuff. This is what I sent him.
You know, I'm sitting here as you were talking, trying to think about, all right, how would you put what you were saying into a nugget? How would you get it into a, if I were trying to say, okay, what's this segment all about? And I keep coming back to something that I read 35 years ago almost, that you probably heard of, and you probably heard me say it, and you've used it probably, and that's John Nesbitt's prophecy that the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And I think all he was talking about is and this is something I'm really focusing a lot more on these days in my work, in my writing, Rick, and that is, after all is said and done, with all the stuff we have, with all the stuff we plug in and turn on, all the things moving at light speed, you and I are still analog. You and I are never going to be digital. We're analog. We're analog beings. And we always have been, we always will be, until a baby's born with a USB coming out of his navel, you and I are going to be analog beings. And it's, you see what I mean? I mean, to me, when you said he kept the cards, what he said was, I'm keeping what you created with your own hands, and I'm showing you they're important to me. That's humanity, Rick.
Yeah.
That's humanity. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't care what century you go forward into. As long as humans are there, humanity is still going to be important. What do you think, Rick?
I hope so. No, yeah. I agree. I agree with you 100%.
I want to get another story out of you after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.